Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling some really core ideas in physics: work, energy, and conservation. Think about, anything that moves, really. A thrown ball, a car engine, even a roller coaster. It all comes down to these concepts. We're drawing from lavoro, energia, e conservazione to give you the key takeaways, kind of a shortcut to understanding these powerful ideas without, you know, getting lost in the weeds.
Absolutely. And what's great is seeing how practical these are. They're not just equations on a page. They describe how things actually work, how motion happens, how energy shifts around. It's quite elegant, really.
Okay, let's start with work, lavoro. It sounds simple, like just putting in effort.
Yep.
But physics has this specific angle, right? Like the source mentions lavoro null work.
Yeah, that throws people sometimes.
It does. How can you put in effort and do zero work?
Well, in physics, work specifically needs a force to actually move something, to cause displacement in the direction of the force. So imagine pushing super hard against a solid brick wall.
Right. You get tired, sweaty.
Totally exhausted. But if the wall doesn't move an inch, technically, in physics terms, you've done zero work on the wall. The kinetic energy theorem, Teorema dell'Energia Cinetica, nails this down.
Oh.
It states that the net work done is equal to the change in the object's kinetic energy. No change in motion, no net work. Simple as that. It's about effectiveness, not just effort.
And the source visualizes this too, doesn't it? Work as an area on a graph.
Exactly, lavoro cum area. If you plot force versus displacement, the area under that line, even if the force changes, that area is the work done. It's a neat visual.
Okay, so if work is the what, then power potenza, that's about how fast you do the work.
Precisely. Power is the rate. How quickly are you transferring or converting energy?
And the source mentions two types, instantaneous and average.
Uh-huh. Potenza instantanea is the power right at one specific moment, like slam the accelerator, that's instantaneous power. Potenza media, average power, is, well, the total work divided by the total time, like your car's average performance over a whole trip. Useful for comparing efficiency.
Right. Makes sense. Okay. This naturally leads us to energy itself. We know about kinetic energy, energia cinetica, energy of motion. But what about potential energy, energy potenziale? That seems more hidden.
It is. Potential energy is stored energy. It's there, ready to become kinetic energy or do work. Our source highlights two main kinds. First, gravitational potential energy, potenziale gravitazionale.
Like hold a ball up high.
Exactly. The higher it is, the more potential energy it has because of gravity. Then there's elastic potential energy, energia potenziale elastica. Think of a stretched spring or a compressed foam ball.
Okay.
And what really matters often is the change in potential energy, variazione di energia potenziale, as things move around.
So the forces involved matter here too, don't they? Some forces seem to save energy in potential form, others not so much.
That's a key distinction. We have forces conservativa, conservative forces. Gravity, the force from an ideal spring with these. The work done doesn't care about the path you take, only the start and end points. That's why we can define potential energy for them.
And the others.
Those are forces non-conservative, or sometimes called force dissipativa, dissipative forces. Friction is the classic example. Air resistance, too.
Ah, friction.
Right. These forces take mechanical energy out of the system, usually turning it into heat.
Mm.
The work they do, lavoro delle forze non-conservative, absolutely depends on the path. Slide a box further across the floor, friction does more work.
Okay. Now, here's where it gets really interesting, I think. The source talks a lot about conservazione dell'energia meccanica, conservation of mechanical energy, and energia meccanica totale, total mechanical energy.
Yes, this is huge.
It suggests energy just transforms trasformazione di energia.
Yeah.
But the total amount, in some cases, stays perfectly constant, like a fundamental rule.
It is a fundamental rule.
Yeah.
The principio di conservazione dell'energia totale, the principle of conservation of total energy, is one of the pillars of physics. For an isolated system, a sistema isolato.
Meaning no outside force is messing with it.
Yeah, exactly. For a system like that, the total energy never changes. It can swap between kinetic and potential, or even turn into heat via friction. But the grand total remains the same, always. The source even uses potential energy graphs, grafico dell'energia potenziale, to show how energy levels dictate possible motion.
These conservation laws, leggi di conservazione, they're just incredibly powerful ways to understand things. And the source mentions work as an integral too, lavoro come integrale.
Mm-hmm. That's getting a bit deeper mathematically, but yeah. Thinking of work come integrale lets us handle situations where forces aren't constant, like a spring compressing. It shows the real mathematical elegance behind all this.
So wrapping this up, What's the big picture for you, the listener? This dive into work, energy, and conservation shows these aren't just abstract terms. They are literally the rules governing every interaction around you.
Yeah, from tossing a set of keys to the way planets orbit, energy is always there, changing forms, but the total amount is accounted for, conserved.
It really changes how you see things.
It does, and maybe the thought to leave you with is this. Start noticing it. When you see something move, slow down, heat up, think about the energy. Where did it come from? Where did it go? Understanding these principles lets you see these invisible energy flows everywhere, from a simple pendulum swing to, well, the efficiency of your home appliances. It empowers you to think critically about energy in your own life.